Thank the Lord God Almighty for giving this privilege to be with you this evening. Please turn with me, John chapter 14, verse 19. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. Because I live, you also will live. Because Jesus lives today, you have reason to live. Because Jesus lives today, you can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives today, you don't need to be afraid. Because Jesus lives today, he can take care of you. It is a good news. You worship a God who lives today. He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the first. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last and the beginning and the end. Because Jesus lives today, you have a reason to live. Not because you have a big house. Not because you have a beautiful family. Not because you have enough money. The reason for you to live, it should be Jesus and Jesus alone. Paul says, I am compelled to preach the gospel. I am ready to preach the gospel. I am eager to preach the gospel. For me to live is Christ and Christ alone. He says, what is the difference between Christianity and all other religions? India is a country that produced four religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, and Jainism. And we have imported religion: Judaism, Swarajism, Confucianism, Taoism, Islam, and Christianity, all other religions. What is the difference? They have a temple. We also have a temple. We call it as a church. They have a holy book. We also have a holy book. We call it as a Bible. They also have ritual. We also have ritual. What is the difference? The Moses of Judaism died 3,000 years ago. He doesn't live today. It is true, Buddha lived 2,000 years ago. He doesn't live today. It is true, Rama and Krishna lives today. He doesn't live today. It is true, Confucius lived long time ago. He doesn't live today. It is a great privilege for us to worship a living God, Lord God Almighty. He lives today. Because Jesus lives, you don't need to worry. There is someone to care. There is someone to love. There is someone to take care of you. You can face the tomorrow. That is a difference. What they have? They all have everything except Jesus. Our Jesus graveyard is empty. He lives today. He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. What the Lord God Almighty is the absolute, ultimate, supreme God. There is no one above him. There is no one equal to him. There is no one beside him, because he lives today. He gives five promises. First one, verse 18. He gives his presence. I will not leave you as an orphan. I will come to you. God gives his presence. I am with you always to the very end of this age. Who can come with you? Only up to the graveyard. And Jesus says, I am with you always to the very end of this age. We don't worry about the terrorists. We don't worry about the bombs. We don't worry what will happen, because there is someone who controls. He is the absolute, ultimate, supreme God, Jehovah. He gives his presence. I never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I am not going to leave you as an orphan. I know what it means to be an orphan in India. When I was 5 years old, my mother died. When I was 6, my father died. When I was 7, my elder sister died. When I was 9 years old, My youngest brother died of chicken pox. 4 people died. Father, mother, brother and sister. My grandfather was a Hindu priest. He was so sad. Why so many deaths in the family? Father died, mother died, brother died, sister died. We need to find out what is the solution, what is the problem. Like that, he took me to the witch doctor. The doctor shaved my head and took my arms and palms. He read it. The witch doctor, the Hindu man, he said, I am the cause for all the death in the family. They believed I have done something wrong in the previous life. Who I am today, it is because what I was yesterday. Then my grandfather was very sad. There was no Christian in my village, no Christian in my family, no Christian in community. I never seen the cross. Nobody ever told me about Jesus Christ. My grandfather went again to the priest. What can we do to remove the curse? He said, put some rat poison and kill me. I was about 10 years old, never traveled more than 5 kilometers. Then he said, the sooner you kill is better for you. If the boy is going to live any longer, he will cause somebody else to die. So kill him. Put some rat poison. My granny said, please don't kill this boy. He is about 10 years old. We have millions of beggars in India. Let him be one of the beggars. Then he said, don't send him out. If he's going house to house begging, he will bring disgrace to my family. So finish it up, he said. I went to my uncle's house. My uncle is somewhat a rich man, has few acres of land, and he has lot of cattle, animals, goat and sheep and chickens. I said to my uncle, please give me a place to lie down. Give me something to eat. I will do whatever you tell me to do. My uncle said, stupid, idiot, rascal, is it not enough? Is it not enough? You have eaten of your father, mother, and brother and sister. You want to kill us. He kicked me out from the house. But I went to the early in the morning, go to the Hindu temple, take a water, leaves, and coconut, and banana, worship the idol, and asking God to remove the curse. What I did. The more I prayed, the worse I became. My prayer was sincere, but the idols have no life to save me, made out of silver and gold. Thank God, there is absolute, ultimate, supreme God saw my tears. A lady from Holland, all the way from Netherlands, came and started the orphanage. And then her son went to village after village. He came to my village, picked up me, and the people shouted, man, white man, don't touch this boy. He's a curse to the family. He has eaten up 4 people. The children in the orphanage will die. You also will die. Please don't take him at any cost. But the white man took me on a horse, took me to the orphanage. That's where I grew up. I was blind. Now I could see. Now God says, I started the orphanage because I was blind. Because I was given freely, because the 10 guilders in Holland saved my life through a Dutch lady. She doesn't speak my language. She is not belong to my community or caste, my country. She did it because God's unconditional love. So God says, he gives his presence, I will not leave you. Second, he gives his name. Verse 14, you may ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. You ask anything in my name, I will do it. Ask anything, not something, not few things, not one thing, not certain thing, not the things that are easy for man. Ask anything in my name, I will do it. The name of Jesus is your passport to heaven. The name of Jesus, your air ticket to heaven. The name of Jesus is your visa to heaven. You want to go to other country, you need 3 things. You need a passport, you need an air ticket, you need a visa. Do you want to go up? The name of Jesus is your passport. My dear friends, he says, ask anything. The name of Jesus means Savior. Above every name, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. You all have problem with the Indian names. I have problem with the Chinese name. And we don't have problem with the name of Jesus. Thank God everyone can say the name of Jesus. Easy to say. And he says, I give his name. When I come in the name of my friend, the Pastor Michael Leader, or our lovely pastor here, Angelo, I have to safeguard his name. I cannot spoil it. God has given his credit card. That is the name of Jesus. You have to use it properly for his glory. At the name of Jesus, you have a salvation. Anyone who believes and accepts the name of Jesus is saved. And they accepted verse 12. Verse 14 says, under this heaven, among men, there is no other name except the name of Jesus. And John chapter 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to Father but by me. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no growing. He is the only way to heaven. He gives his name. You know, we went to a village to preach the gospel. Completely Hindus. Nobody can read and write. I was preaching. Jesus, the one who raised the dead into life, made the lame to walk and blind to see. Immediately, a man came up, the village leader. He said, stop. Stop preaching. I said, why? No, you stop preaching. He said, come with me. He took me to the village. Near the village, there is a lady, a widow, lost the husband because the snake bit the husband. The man died, and the child is about 6 years old. And he said, the lady is a widow, has one child to look after. Father is no more. She has no job. She cannot read and write. She has a small cow. The cow, for 1 week, sick, is lying down like that, not opening the mouth, not drinking the water, not eating the grass. You come and do some magic. Let the cow get up and drink the water and eat the grass. And Jesus never told me to pray for the animals. Now here is the lady says, come and pray for the cow. The cow is about $50. If the cow dies, she has no more income. She used to get 5 liters of milk. Four liters, she sells away. With 1 liter, she was living. And you know, I went nearby. One of my friends said, Pastor, we have to go very soon. If the cow dies, you will be beaten up. All the village people throw the stone. I said, we can't go out. When Jesus saw the problem at Canaan, at the wedding, there was no wine. Jesus did not slip away. He stopped the problem. He got into the problem. And Mary took the problem to Jesus. And then Jesus solved the problem. He turned the water into wine. Ordinary water became wine. A tasteless water became tasteful. A colorless water became colorful. Insufficient water became sufficient. Lord, you have to make this water as a medicine. We were all singing group, about 5-6 people. Put a hand. We came very close to the cow. And we prayed, Lord, this lady cannot read and write. No use of giving Bible. But somehow, Lord, have mercy upon this lady and touch her, Lord, and heal her. And touch and heal the cow that is sick. The cow must get up, at least drink the water and eat the grass. We prayed for 15 minutes in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit. I told one evangelist to open the mouth. One fellow opened the mouth of the cow. Another fellow poured the water. Do you know? After 10 minutes, the cow got up, opened the mouth, and then stood up. All the people shouted and clapped their hands. And today, we have a church of 3,300 people and 100 children in the daycare center, and the Michael leader, and the Angelo, and the other people have visited. Why? In my name, you can do wonders. In my name, you can do miracles. In my name, you can prophesy. In my name, you can speak in tongues. You can do everything. That is a magic. In the name of Jesus, there is power. Paul, that's why I'm says, I am compelled to preach the gospel. If I don't preach, it's unto me. God gives his presence. I never leave you nor forsake you. Second, he gives his name. Ask anything in my name, I will do it. The third thing, he gives his power. Verse 12. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will even do greater things than these. If you believe in Jesus, you will do more than what he did. What was Jesus did? Three kinds of ministry: preaching, teaching, and healing. Preaching to the world, teaching to the church, healing the sick people. What was the greatest thing? He turned the water into wine. He raised the dead into life. He made the lame to walk and blind to see. Jesus says, if you believe in me, you will do more than what I did. It is absolutely true. The Indian government brought anti-conversion law. If you preach the gospel, you go to prison for 10 years. If you become a Christian, you go to prison for 5 years. The more you hit the ball, the more it jumps. Do you know? The more you hit, the more it jumps. Do you know when? If the ball is so perfect, if there is air inside the ball, if the ball has a lot of holes inside, or puncture inside, or damage, if you hit, it will not come up. If the Christians are nominal, the church will never grow. If they are committed, they are born again, they are committed, dedicated Christians, if they are persecuted, the church will grow. They started preaching the gospel in the villages. So many pastors were put inside the jail, and the church is growing in India. Everywhere you'll see a Pentecostal church. They have no money. They can't even speak in English. The Lord, he does it because he says, if you believe in me, you will do more than what I did. Jesus said, I build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In the city of Madras, only 5% Christian. Today, 30 to 40% Christian. There are churches more than 20, 25,000 members. They have sent 5,000 missionaries to North India. The God is doing great things. When I was 21, I had a disease. You know the disease? He used to come. Fix will come. Fix. Epileptics. You know epileptics? Fix will come. Water will come through the nose and mouth. Roll down on the floor. Immediately people will come. They give me a chain. Give me a rod. They hold on me. And this was going on. I grew up in the orphanage. The manager told me, Pastor Jay, my son Jay, you need to go to Bible school. I said, I will not go to Bible school. What is the use of preaching and from the pulpit and roll down and fall down on the floor? It doesn't look nice. I see Jesus raised the dead into life, made the lame to walk and blind to see. All the looks nice to read, but I was not born. I haven't seen. Then he said, you pray to Jesus. I went to the mountain. 2 o'clock in the night, still prayed up to 2 o'clock. The lightning like a light came upon me, shook my body, pulled me down, and the Lord healed me completely, totally, and fully. Now I'm 62 years old. I have no more fix. Neither none of my children have. Because of his power. With Christ, you are a hero. Without Christ, you are a zero. Zero means nothing. Unless you put one or two or three. You can have even 1,000 zero. It means nothing unless you put Jesus in the front. With Christ, you are a hero. Without Christ, you are a zero. If the power is not there, there is no use of having fan and light and everything. So he gives power. He gives his presence. I never leave you, nor forsake you. Second, he gives his name. Ask anything in my name, I will do it. Third, he gives his power. You will do more than what I did. Then fourth, he gives his spirit. Verse 16, I will ask the Father, he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, some people have a headache. There are a lot of confusion. There are people who say, you speak in tongues, we know that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, you may have a faith to move the mountains. You may have the gift of prophecy. You may have a power to do wonders. If you don't have love, it is useless. Once I went to Korea. It was a Pentecostal church. They told me, unless you speak in tongues, they don't let you speak in the church. Lord, I have 1,000 languages in India. I speak 7 languages, but I don't have the gift of tongues, what to do. But I need to speak in the church because it's a very big church. They are very generous people. They will help me. But I don't have the gift of speaking. The man said they will ask Do you speak in tongues? Of course you say, yes. The devil says, say yes. Because you are saying lie to the devil, he is the father of liars. Nothing is wrong. I said, no, I will not. We three people went for a conference. Then the pastor came, a Korean man. He said, Indusara Muksanim, Iriyasiyo, Aniyasiyo, Kamsamida. Indusara means Indian, Muksanim means pastor. Iriyasiyo means come. Aniyasiyo, how are you? Kamsamida, thank you. So I spoke a few words. The pastor was very happy. He said, please come and sit down. I sat down. And he asked me the question, do you speak in tongues? The man next to me is pinching me. Come on, say, at least say yes. Say at least yes or no. Or, you know, like Indian, instead of saying like, you know, say this way or that way. Then I was wondering, the Lord says, don't tell lie. The devil says, come on, say it something. Otherwise, you won't get it to the pulpit. If you don't speak in the pulpit, you don't get anything. You have to go with the empty hands. Come on, say. I said, I don't know. I don't speak in tongues. Then I asked, pastor, what about you? Do you speak in tongues? Do you know what that pastor said? He said, Pastor Jay, I was speaking in tongues for last 10 years. I was so tired, now I gave it up, he said. I was speaking in tongues last 10 years. I was so tired, now I gave it up. My dear friends, speaking in tongues is not a big thing. Chasing the devil is not the big thing. Telling prophecy is not a big thing. Jesus said, a tree is known by its fruits. You shall know them by their actions. You can't get coconut from banana tree. From banana tree, you can't get coconut. A good water, bad water could not come from one spring. And Jesus said, it's not the one who calls me Father, Father will enter into the kingdom of heaven. One who does according to Father's will. Mahatma Gandhiji said, when I look at Christ, I love Christianity. When I look at Christians, I hate Christianity, he said. When he was kicked out at Johannesburg railway station in South Africa, they want to see Jesus in you. The tongues will perish. The miracles will disappear. Prophecy will go. The love will remain forever and ever. If you have a Holy Spirit, with Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power to be my witnesses. That is very important. Witnesses. To be God's witness is great things. So what God gives? He gives his presence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He gives his name. Ask anything in my name. I will do it. He gives his power. If you believe in me, you'll do more than what I did. Then he gives his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to live a victorious Christian life. And then verse 5 and verse 27, God says, I give my peace. The peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Let not be afraid. This is one thing you cannot buy. The one thing the world doesn't have, the money cannot buy. Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Before his birth, 3,000 years before, Christ was called Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, a mighty God. When I was born, I am a cursed person, a wicked guy. I was kicked out. When Jesus, before he came into this world, not as a terrorist, not as an engineer or doctor or anything, a Prince of Peace. When he was born, Luke chapter 2, verse 14 says, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill towards man. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. When Jesus came, the real peace came. And then we see John chapter 16, verse 38, in me you will have peace. In me. If you lose this key here and go to Washington, D.C. and look for it, you will not get it. You will get it where you have lost it. Now it says, in me, you will have peace. Don't look for your peace in the science and technology. Don't look for peace in materialism. Don't look for peace in this world. The world has no peace. And I have a nice man very close to my house. He got a lottery seat. And he got nearly about 5 lakhs rupees. Big money, a poor guy. Penniless man. And he got lottery seat. The night, the son took the knife and killed everybody and took the money and gone away. He was so happy, jumping up and down. Oh, my destiny is changed. I got lots of money. What happened to the money? That is gone. Another fellow is a good Christian guy, very handsome fellow. Fell in love with a Hindu girl. We told 1,000 times, don't marry this girl. She's not a Christian. Monkey and donkey cannot go together. So please, don't marry. That fellow never listened. And you know what happened? He fell in love with that girl and got married. Went for a holiday picnic. They enjoyed nicely drinking, dancing. Came back, met an accident, and gone. Peace is gone. This is the world gives, a temporary peace, not a permanent peace. Jesus says, in me you'll have peace. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 21 says, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace in sin. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 21. No peace for the wicked. You want to live in sin? You can. But you can't generate peace out of sin. Sin brings curse. Sin brings a punishment and condemnation and curse and breaks the fellowship and the relationship with God. And Jesus Christ is known the Prince of Peace. My dear friends, Mother Teresa said, give your heart. Give your heart to God. Give your mind to the truth. Give your hands to the service. That is very important. We live only once. This is a rented house. We live only for a few days. It is not a permanent house. Today or tomorrow, whether I live in India or Australia, when the time comes, you have to kick the bucket and go away. We don't know when. Everybody is going to die. That is true. Only the date and time, we don't know. That means, don't build the house on this. And think about Jesus. If a man gains the whole world and loses his soul, what is the gain? In India, it's a country of, 700 million gods are there, made out of silver and gold. Do you know what Shakespeare said about Hindu religion? In one statement, Shakespeare said, Hinduism is nothing but a blind man is trying to catch a black cat in a dark room. Blind man is trying to catch a black cat in a dark room. That's exactly why this country is blessed. India has everything. The highest, topmost mountain, highest mountain in the whole world, Everest is in India. One of the wonders, Taj Mahal, is India and has about 2,000 all kinds of animals and the flowers. You have it in India, the second largest beach in Madras Beach. Everything is there. Why it is baking? Because they worship silver and gold. They have eyes they cannot see. The mouth cannot speak. Their ears they cannot hear. Hands cannot move. Those who worship and make, they are just like that. Our God, Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10 says, our God is a true God. He is a living God. He is an eternal King. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. He is a true God, not man-made God. And he is a living God, eternal King. My dear friends, what else you need? He gives 5 promises. He gives his presence. I never leave you nor forsake you. It's not the man. It's not the President of India or Prime Minister of Australia. It is God, is the creator, sustainer, and savior. He says, I never leave you nor forsake you. Then he gives his name. Be careful. Don't misuse my name. At my name, you have everything. Ask anything in my name. I will do it. Third, he gives his power. You can live a victorious Christian life. If you have power, you can do more than what Jesus did. All things are possible to him who believes. All things, not few things or something. Then he gives the power, the Holy Spirit. Do you bear fruits? Do you bear good fruits? do you bear much fruits by which you bring glory to God. If you have a Holy Spirit, you will be His witnesses. That's what God wants us. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say, you sit here or wait here. It is not a suggestion. It is not an advice. It is a command that demands obedience. God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. If you have the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do it. Finally, He gives peace. What else you need? Because He is the Prince of Peace. He gives His presence. He gives His name. Gives His power. He gives His spirit. He gives His peace. What else you need? If you have this one, and God will bless you. Let me pray for you. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, what a privilege to know that our names are written in the book of life. What a great joy to know that you live today and we have reason to live. What a great privilege to serve you, O Lord. We are living in the darkness, not knowing where to go. Thank you for your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven to give His life as a ransom for many. Because of you, O dear Lord, we have eternal life and joy and peace in our hearts. You said, John 17, verse 3, now this is eternal life, that they may know Thee, only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Father, we have reason to live. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. We worship a living God Almighty. This is a good news. You give your presence. You give your name. You give your power. You give your spirit. And you give your peace. What else we need? Thank you, Lord. Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. We don't need to be afraid. Thank you for these lovely people. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Bless us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Did I take a long time?
What an encouraging night from God's Word. And getting a little bit of experience, you would have remembered as well as the main application, some of those little expressions that, what was it, the monkey and the donkey. And love the humour and a touch of India coming to Nawi Baptist. Let me say, after the service, we'd like you to taste India as well in our Indian dinner. As well as in the hall, what we're going to do, we're going to show you a presentation about the orphanage as well, so some pictures and some clips, so you can get a better understanding of what God is doing through the orphanage, how you can pray, and how you can support that orphanage as well. So please stay for dinner afterwards. We'd love to have you join us in the hall. But for a moment, if you'd like to take out one of these response cards or take out your phones to, firstly, if you're a regular, let us know you've been here tonight. If you have a question, you have a prayer need, please let us know. If you're visiting tonight, there's a visitor's side. If you're coming to hear Pastor Jay, you're new, is coming tonight, let us know. If you're looking for a church home, let us know. If you'd like to know about the Jesus that Pastor Jay has been talking about, who brings salvation, who brings peace, who brings reconciliation with God, we'd love to talk to you about that. So take a few moments to fill out those cards. What we ask you then to do is pass them to the aisles, and they'll be collected during our final song.